This cry for help made Darnay very unhappy. After the death of the Marquis, he had told Gabelle to do his best for the people. But now Gabelle was in prison, just because he was employed by a nobleman. It was clear to Darnay that he must go to Paris. He did not think that he would be in danger, as he had done everything he could to help the people of his village. He hoped that he would be able to save his old servant. That night, Charles Darnay sat up late, writing two letters. One was to his wife, Lucy. The other was to her father, Dr. Manette. He told them where he had gone and why, and he promised that he would write to them from France. He had left secretly, he wrote, to save them from worrying. The next day he went out, without saying anything to them of his plans. He kissed his wife and his daughter, and said that he would be back soon. And then he began his journey to Paris. When he arrived in France, Darnay found that he could travel only very, very slowly towards Paris. The roads were bad, and every town, every village, had its citizens with guns who stopped all travellers, asked them questions, looked at their papers, made them wait, or threw them in prison, turned them back, or sent them on their way. And it was all done in the name of freedom, the new freedom of France. Darnay soon realized that he could not turn back until he had reached Paris and proved himself to be a good citizen, not an enemy of the people.